website. There is so many things on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's a little bit more of Spacer. Thanks so much, Guinevere. Thanks to
Sonia. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, and Calculated Conversations coming up next.
Coming up next.
Yeah.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by New Cascadia Traditional, located at 1700 Southeast 6th Avenue. New Cascadia Traditional is open daily and provides a wide variety of bread with gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by Blackbird Pizza, located at 1935 Southeast Hawthorne Street, and open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. Blackbird also has a second location in North Portland located at 6214 North Interstate, which is open till midnight every day. Dinner was provided by Russell Street Barbecue located at 325 Northeast Russell Street. Russell Street Barbecue is a local woman-owned barbecue restaurant that has been in Northeast Portland for going on 16 years. Last year, they opened a second location at 42nd and Southeast Belmont Street. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Tune in to KBOO on December 13th for a special day of radio programming in partnership with Green Hop, a black-owned hip-hop dispensary in Northeast Portland. Our first annual Dare to End the War on Drugs. We have dedicated the entire day to discussing the cost of the war on drugs and actions that our listeners can take to change the outcome of this war. We'll be doing a live broadcast from Green Hop, located at 5515 Northeast 16th Avenue, starting at 7 p.m. as part of our special programming. Become a KBOO member in person, and you'll get 10% off the sale of all cannabis products in the store. Again, that's all-day special Dare to End the War on Drugs, Thursday, December 13th, here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon, bridging the gap between prisons, prisoners, and the community. This is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sets, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ David. And yeah, Ken Jones.
Yeah, he's a DJ David.
Yeah, DJ David.
Did anybody ever call you DJ?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, people still do.
Okay,
yeah, my partner's from that's what like Mac Millie. That's what he called me because we go back to middle school.
Okay,
so he's like DJ, DJ. You know, only a few people call me that.
Isn't it interesting, bro? Like, people haven't like I know depending on what name is used, exactly what time period they're from.
Right,
like where they know me from.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I think about that often.
Right. Right. Certain names that I hear, I say, oh, y'all talking about the big FUBU shirts.
Right.
Oh, okay. I see where you're coming from. Talking about them long shirts.
Right. The extra longs. Now they're calling me elongated tees. They're tall tees.
Right. Elongated. What does that mean? Yeah, stretch your torso? Man, I don't know, man. I just... you know, just a long story, man. All the names I got,
man.
You know, just different phases of life, different levels of growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's what names are. I mean, it's funny. Everything we talk about relate to the movement and the show, because it's like even name changing is just a level of growth. Think about artists and how they name change as they get bigger.
Right.
You know what I mean? They name change because it's like you're not in the same mindset, right. You know what I'm saying? And now your focus is different. You didn't got used to doing whatever you were doing. You're known for that.
Mm-hmm.
You've learned new things. You want to be kind of represented differently. And so you're like, okay, this is what y'all call me now. And you throw everybody off.
Shout out to the Puffs and the Princess.
Right, right. Shout out to Puff Daddy and P. Diddy.
And Bow Wow and Snoop Lion.
Wow. I ain't going to even say 40's names. But anyways, we are very glad to be back on the radio, man. We love doing this. It's just a blessing, you know, the kind of energy you get coming in here and knowing you're about to have these conversations. I mean, these are some of the most important things that you could talk about, you know, in your existence at the moment, because it all relates to how well you understand yourself and then the things that are going on around you, right? You know, and the more you get in tune with these things, the more you kind of grow with the world, and you kind of start to build your own, you know, your own arena and your own area, kind of your own energy in it, you know, and then the universe compliments you, especially if it's coming from an authentic place internally, you know. So I think it's a, you know, it's definitely it's a blessing to be here and have these conversations, man. This is definitely what life is about, man. You know, like people coming together. And if it's your first time listening, you know, we don't really even know, you know, when new listeners are coming in. Mostly because a lot of y'all don't call. Y'all just listen to our show in the dark in the closet and don't let nobody know what's going on. But, you know, if you're just now tuning in for the first time, the show is called Calculated Conversation, you know. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of the show is to just kind of incite, you know, conversations surrounding things that we typically don't understand or don't focus on or just don't pay attention to, you know, things that matter, you know, like things that are completely separate from what you've always known, and choosing to, you know, go into that, you know, with an open mind, mm-hmm. you know, ask questions, figure things out, you know, find out where you connect, you know, build on where you disconnect, you know, and start to develop a more tighter knit society towards the future, you know, as we start to, you know, as we grow, you know, as a unit, you know, and, you know, make this place a little bit brighter, you know, and that's the main goal, you know. It's nothing more than just to get people to kind of understand a little bit more about people, so that right. way a lot of confusion starts to desist, you know, and things aren't as confused no more, because you actually have information you can refer to when things happen that maybe you typically wouldn't understand or would avoid. Now you go into it with education, you mm-hmm. know, and you go into it with, you know, a bright mindset, you know,
a good perspective,
you know. You're seeing it the right way instead of the way you was taught to see it, or the way you feel like you should see it. You actually get a chance to see it, what it is, and, you know, and see the innocence in it, because, you know, we all come from a place of innocence of what we practice on the daily, you know. Right. A lot of these things were ingrained in us, and we really don't know where they come from. We just know that they're normal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a lot of innocence in that. That just means you haven't learned other ways to do things. It doesn't mean anything's wrong with you, or, you know, you got issues, or it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that you don't have some information, you know, and a lot of times people take that misinformation as sort of a judgment or as a disrespect or, you know, as a personal attack, you
right.
know, and as we start to see it what it is, I just don't have the proper information. I think we'll elicit more, you know, more conversation, I think, around these sensitive topics, you know, to create a more smoother transition as people start, communicating more and more with each other, because we always gonna be in the same arena no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the one thing you're not gonna get away from. You can bow your head and look away and turn your face down to the street when you walk past somebody, but you still gotta walk past them. Mm-hmm. At some point you gotta say, you know, hey, how you doing? My name is David. I'm new around here, or I see that you got on the Blazer hat. You know, I'm from Portland too.
Right.
You know, now we're building on some similarities.
And think of how much, you know, that's a great way to paint that, because I feel like the effort it takes to act like you don't see somebody walking by, or like you pass, like the effort it takes to act interested in the can of peas in the aisle at a store, or walking down the street and all of a sudden the ground becomes so interesting, as opposed to just a head nod, how you doing,
right,
and keep on going, you know? And then, you know, and in a situation like that, you may not want to talk. Most people moving in, you know, they're moving opposite directions. It's not going to spark up a whole conversation, but a, hey, you know, nice shirt, whatever. Right. And keep on going. What that can actually do to just put something out there.
Right.
You know, most of us like a compliment or two.
Right, right. And next thing you know, you talking to the store manager saying, I counted 4 tiles in the frozen section.
Man.
You know, unless I see you, you know, 10 times in the same location, maybe we at the bar, like, I'm going to shake your hand once. I can't keep saying hi. At one point, one of us got to leave. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, me and my boys were talking about that. We were talking about the other day. How often you see one person in the same function. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, how many times I got to say hi to him?
Cause right. Keep nodding.
You know, listen, man, it's been about 5-6 times. One of us got to leave. You know, the rock, paper, scissors. Boom, 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 boom. You got to go. But anyways, you know, so that's for the people who don't, you know, who never heard us. You mm-hmm. know, we're really hoping more people tune in, and, you know, the word is getting spread around, man. We got some brand new flyers that just got done, and we got a lot of them. It's super nice too. Yes. So if you got a location or a job or a workplace, I mean, or just a, you know, your car, you know, what I'm saying? Yeah. You're an Uber driver, you know what I mean? Like,
hey.
You're a bar owner, or you sell candy at 7-Eleven, you know, just let us put some flyers up there. We'll slide through, drop them off, have a little conversation, and, you know, we'll keep moving.
And you don't have to call in, because I just said some people don't want to be on air, but you can find, you know, send an email. You can find us at calculatedconversation@gmail.com. You want to do an email. You can find the show page on Facebook, Calculated Conversation Show, radio show. So you'll find us on there. The other socials, if you calculate a conversation, everything, and
right.
You can hit us on there. Let us know you got a location that we can put some of this stuff at, or if you just want to, you know, send a thought, send an idea, send a question, whatever. Make sure to do that. Let us know that y'all out there.
Yes, and please spread the word. You know, spread the page if you're on it. The Instagram, the Facebook. You know, your own, you know, our Calculated Conversation page, you can share that page that we have on Facebook. You know, the IG is Calculated Conversation. The email is, you know, at Calculated Conversation, which is at Gmail, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, just share it, you know, let's share the message, man. Like, let's move around a little bit.
Let's push that push.
Push that push. Yeah, we definitely going to be having... we having another cable drive?
Drive today.
Another today. So you'll be looking out for... a few separate instances where you'll, you know, hear the drive coming from the radio station, which is what keeps us moving and keeps us able to have this conversation.
Exactly.
If they stop driving, we start walking. You feel me? I don't know where that came from. Excuse me. Excuse me. The thing is... you know, I know you have some stuff you wanted to say too. You know, you think you want
to? I'll wait. I know we'll get to that after the first pitch.
Okay.
I know that's going to get going for a second. But outside of that, that general topic, what's the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw? Dang, what did I see? Man, I wanted to say it was a Tyler Perry movie.
Hmm.
You know, it was really good though, man. Shoot. I think it was something about relationships, you know. It was
so every movie,
he made. Yeah. Everybody fall in love in the end, you know. But it was pretty nice, man. I'm finna look the name up right now while you tell us which one you saw last.
So the last joint I saw was A Star Is Born, and that was one of those surprise like, yikes, this is actually dope. And that's that joint with this Lady Gaga and I should know the other star's name, but that show was, or that movie, like really hit. And Lady Gaga, she's you know when you just don't notice something? Like I mm-hmm. caught all the mainstream, like that's what pops in my head when I think of Lady Gaga, right?
Right, right.
And like hearing her sing through this movie and really catching the soul, like it was so many hits just through, like I want to try to find a soundtrack. I haven't actively looked to even know if they still do soundtracks to movies. I don't be paying attention.
Uh-huh.
But I would take that soundtrack in a second. It had joints, but then the acting on top of that was A1 all the way through it. Like,
was it?
And you know, I feel like I'm not a person to sit down. So for something to sit me down and get from A to Z in a movie, it really had to have some kind of a tie, but really got lost in that joint. So anybody out there that hasn't seen it, I recommend to you too.
I'm definitely gonna see that.
Yeah, did you find it?
Oh yeah, it was called Nobody's Fool.
Okay.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty deep. You know, Tyler Perry, he go deep into the relationship aspect, but yeah, he keep the humor with it. But the messages that he, you know, relay, you just can't ignore, man, right? Because everybody's relating to these, you know, these messages. And I think more often than not, you know, I think it's just about, you know, the grass not being green, you know, on the other side right. of the fence.
Green and where you water it.
It's only green where you water it, mm-hmm. you know. And a lot of times, you know, we judge good people by what they don't have, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And we judge them to be, you know, not up to par or, you know, not reasonable enough to be connecting with on that relationship level because they don't have some of the material things that, you know.
What?
Okay, thank you. You know, so some of the material things that people don't have that we've grown to value, you know, through media and just social media, you know, magazines, all type of stuff, you know. And it was a nice, a really nice message. You know, you could really miss an amazing individual, you know, if you judge just too quick mm-hmm. based off the things they don't have and kind of look over the things that they actually do have that are rare and unique. Mm. And that happens to us all, you know, way too often, you know. And, you know, it was a nice lesson. And especially if you one of the people that, you know, choose people based off what they have, right. you know, you really want to check that movie out and kind of get a little self-reflection and, okay. and open your mind up a little bit and blossom.
Check it.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Khan. I'm Soumya. I'm here with Guinevere.
Hey, Soumya.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Good. How are you enjoying the show so far?
You know, I want to jump in there and just have this conversation with them.
Well, you can call
what are
in.
We doing?
You know that you can call into their show every
right.
week.
Oh, that's right, huh? You can call in.
They have many listeners every single week. David mm-hmm. and Khan are amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Calculated Conversations is probably one of the most wild shows on KBOO.
Right.
Every week we have tons of people calling in. So much love on Facebook, so much mm-hmm. love on social media. Without a program like KBOO, a show like that could not exist.
Right, right.
And so today we're asking you, our dear listeners out there, to give $300 total. That's what we're trying to raise for this show.
Okay, $300 total.
And this is a 1 week drive, and we want to mm-hmm. raise $30,000. And I wanted to know, what are some of the great thank you gifts that they could receive?
Well, we have several. We have some t-shirts. We have a tote bag. We have a two-sided hoodie. I'm not sure what that means, a two-sided hoodie. It's got two sides. it's inside and outside.
It's a binary hoodie.
It's a binary hoodie. So these are all thank you gifts for donating monthly or as a single donation. We also have some tickets available. You know, one of these is called Jungle Soul Music. It's at the Roseland Theater in March, so plenty of time to plan. There's a pair of tickets for that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go.
I'll go with you. Okay. It's a pair of tickets.
So something that's really important for the Portland community as it changes is to have diverse voices on the air. And I think programs like Preference, Transpositive, Calculated Conversations are totally unique in the city. And there's nothing really like it in the mainstream spectrum media. Mm-hmm. And so without your donations, without you supporting the station, there's no way that we could have programming like this. Right. And so if there's something on Calculated Conversations that speaks to you, we've had callers call in who have been very moved by the things that David and Con talk about. And so obviously that they're speaking to you. And if they're speaking to you, we want to continue this programming and we really want you to pick up the phone and donate to the station.
Right. And that number, when you pick up your phone, is 877-500-5266. Or you can go online at kboo.fm, hit the donate button, and that screen will pop up and take you right through it. So one thing I want to note, I want to give a shout out to Roger, a renewing member.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger. Ding, ding, ding. He actually came down to the building.
Amazing.
Right?
That's so cool.
20 Southeast 8th to donate.
Thank you, Roger. That's a personal trip. That's wonderful.
Sweet.
Did he donate to Calculated Conversations?
He just was in a little bit ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great. I will definitely tell the guys. That's so exciting. Another thing that people should know is that every contribution helps. So whatever you can donate, even if it's $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, your donation really goes a long way. Gwen and I are volunteers. David and Connor are volunteers. Most of the voices that you hear on the station are volunteers, and we all just love radio so much, and this community is really important to us, which is why we help so much.
And if you take David and Con's show, Calculated Conversation, you can just, you know, jump on the phone, or like they said, give them an email and you can have that conversation with them.
I've personally learned so much from them, and I feel like I owe them.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I'll just give them a 20 after this conversation.
No, give it to the station.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll do that. So I'm going to throw it back to them. And then we'll be back for two more of these amazing pitches.
Yes.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thanks, Samia.
Back to Calculated Conversations.
Back to mathematically realizing what you want to talk about and foreseeing your results.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so just give us the 20. We'll give it to KBOO ourselves. No.
So just going back to the idea of the movie. So where I want to go with that, Karma, and for the new listeners, Karma's my 13-year-old daughter. And her, the Avid group, went to see a movie today. They went to see...
Do your kids listen?
The Hate U Give.
To the show?
I don't know. That's actually a good question.
They're probably secretly like, look at that. Listen, Dad.
Right. I know Karma promo is. She didn't took cards to go hand out, so...
Oh, nice.
I'll take that.
I need more kids.
So the Hate U Give movie, though. So they went to see that as a group. And so before heading out, we were kind of just going back and forth about, you know, the experience. And so
we're talking about the movie a little bit.
Okay, so the Hate U Give movie, which I have not seen, so I want to make sure.
I saw it.
Oh, so then you can give us a better brief understanding of it. I just know from the trailer and talk in the zeitgeist.
All right. How can I calculate this? Because that was a very, like, sensitive movie, first off.
So what I can do is do a...
Give us a bio.
Yeah, I'll give the IMDb summary, the synopsis of it. Let me back it on up a little bit.
And then I'll try to summarize it.
What we got?
I'll summarize it, then you break it with the facts in case I say something wrong. But realistically, it was
okay.
I think it was a movie that was kind of just set you know, in urban inner city society. Mm-hmm. And I think it focused on the relationship between, I want to say, misplaced communities, you know, black people, and law enforcement, you know, and government, and their relationship and how they relate, you know. And I think the difference is between what they both see and how they, you know, I think in how they kind of break down, you know, their lifestyles, you know, in that separate fashion, depending on, you know, based on the position that they're in, how they only kind of both see one side, I guess.
Right.
And then it kind of shows them, you know, and it just shows them kind of clashing on those issues and these subjects. And it's got some powerful messages, man.
And it was right quick too. It was based on a book. That was the big thing. And the thing is, Karma had read this book in the fifth grade. Yeah, I believe it was the fifth grade that she read this book. And pretty much the storyline of it is Star, who's the star of the show, it says constantly switching between two worlds: the poor, mostly black neighborhood where she lives, and the rich, mostly white prep school she attends. The uneasy balance between the worlds is shattered when Star witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend, Khalil, at the hands of an officer. Now facing pressures from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and stand up for what's right. You know, this was the first thing that Karma said to me was that she doesn't think she's cried so much during a movie.
Mm.
She was like, just from almost the beginning through the end, and she's like, just for some reason, this just in so many parts that resonated a certain way. And I think, you know, there are some parallels where, you know, it's Karma moving here with me a few years back, and the school she goes to is a predominantly white school, living in a predominantly white neighborhood in Beavompton, mm-hmm. otherwise known as Beaverton. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the issues that we've had, things that have been brought up over the years in the school system. And just her awareness, though, her awareness of these things, because she put into like perspective of, you know, imagining this being her brother. Mm. And even one of the characters in the movie, I guess, who was, you know, always seeing this through the opposite lens of the Star, mm-hmm. And their clashes of like realizing that, you know, there are people that do not and will not understand the experience, right?
That's right.
And we talk about this often. You can't understand somebody else's, you don't know somebody else's experience, right?
That's right.
So understanding that, you know, and there's certain regular things like, yeah, you be nice, be kind, and so on, but it's a different level of having to operate sometimes. And like Karma was just really tripping when she was breaking it down, because she was talking about a scene where I guess it opens up with somebody explaining to the kids what to do in case they get pulled over,
right?
All these things, these steps. And you know, this is a conversation that's had, I feel like, way too often, and I've spoken to coworkers and stuff, you know, with some of the things that have happened in the media over the years, and just the shock and awe that these are even conversations that need to be had, right, you know, right. Of how to deal in this arena, that arena. It made me, just seeing her discuss the feeling, right, of like being at a school, feeling like there's this idea of the black kids that come to a school, and especially if they're coming from the inner city, it's like you're too hood almost for the school, and then so you're trying to adapt to that, and then after a while, if you're there, you know, because you're code switching, essentially. Like, right. A lot of kids are having to code switch. And she was discussing, she was pointing out examples of her friends and some of their struggles of coming here and then going and dealing with their family, mm-hmm. and being back in the community and feeling like they're telling them that, oh, you're acting like this or that.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean? Like,
right.
And so this kind of dual face that the kids got to put on in these situations, and then a bunch of the backhanded comments, things that are done without an intention. I don't even think the intention is just to be wrong. It's just, this is what's been fed, and it's being oblivious and ignorant to a lot of things and just saying what's been fed. And I feel like this, the it's a lot in the details, right? It's a lot in the details. Like, we understand that some things are set up going down the line of you think of your macro versus the micro, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the system versus the individual. And it's like, you know, my experience, your experience, people's experience, yeah, we come across majority of people that are cool, right? no just craziness. But then you have things set up from the way articles are written, the keywords used mm-hmm. when describing a person of color in a situation versus
right,
and that how that is things that get those are things that get put, you know, into the subconscious as far as what you think and how you identify this group of people, you know, going back to your Reagan eras and all that, and this idea of, you know, the super predators like right. this is with these young men in these areas, super predators, like what right. does that elicit, you know, going back to the idea of you know, the original birth of a nation, you know, what mm-hmm. this really was putting out there and the display, like still one of the top grossing movies of all time, and understanding that, you know, people pick up these ideas without ever having the interaction. And so it gives us these some of it is, you know, implicit, of course, in the biases that we have. And of course, it works on both sides, but then also going as a level deeper and understanding, trying to understand, because it's not a full understanding, but understanding, you know, these generational things that we pass down, mm-hmm. you know, between us, whether it's the traumas and then just the things that we have set up as our benchmarks, our goals, and how these almost are setbacks in a lot of ways, right. you know, and this right. is a conversation I'm having with a 13-year-old, like she's bringing these things up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these were the conversations of talking about why me pulling, you know, a brush getting pulled out. How is this aggressive? How is this seen right, as? And then right. the idea when she was like, the idea that, you know, you don't need a weapon, you just need your skin. And it's like, this is my kid telling me this.
Right.
You know, damn. And then it made me go back a step further to when she was 10 and we were watching a documentary, and it was just talking about the evolution of street gangs, right? Okay. But in this, it went back to the beginning, and it went through the 60s and kind of showed just how the Black Panther Party broke, you know, after being broken up, how that kind of
right.
fractioned into some of what we know today as the street gangs, right?
Yeah.
But I remember there being like a sequence of imagery that was just harsh. And I remember her legit looking at me like confused and asked the question, like, why don't they like us?
Your,
and like,
your daughter asked you that?
Shook me, bro. Like, wow. I wasn't prepared. And, you know, and I thought about it. It was like, it's not just a they don't, you know, these are things that it's so much more than what I can just answer in a simple blah, 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 blah. You know, it's much deeper than that.
She just asked you this?
She asked me that when she was 10. This was right after she moved here, because we used to watch.
Yeah, I was watching.
We watch a documentary a day. But then, so coming into this conversation and seeing the things that she was bringing up about it, and you know how it affected her, in the idea of, you know, the interactions and the interactions and having to do with the biggest thing I think was that idea of like that code switch.
Right,
and
right.
having to be like, can't just be one way, because not wanting to be judged based off the type of way you talk around your friends and family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then going back home and trying to speak in the same language, throwing the air quotes on that, as you do in at this school, and how it's made fun of on that end. So it's almost like you can't win, like whatever you do. And unless you got, you know, I think unless you have a as a kid, you know, a fairly
right.
strong sense of self, which is rare overall,
yeah.
You know, that affects you, and it puts you in this interesting spot. But one of the things I told her before leaving, with all that, I walked out the door getting ready to come here, and I was like, you know, one of the things that I want you to make sure of when having conversations, I love where we're at in this time of things always shift. Right. At some point, I said there was, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago, mm-hmm. there were still places that we couldn't just go in and eat.
Right.
Couldn't go in and use the restroom or watch mm-hmm. a movie. Mm-hmm. And I said it took, you know, enough people to have an issue with it, bring this up to make that change. Mm-hmm. Now, looking at right now with everything going on with, you know, the women's movement, they're dealing with the harassment, bringing this stuff to the forefront is making a lot of people uncomfortable, which it should. Right. And then you come into, you know, the LGBTQ, it's like coming into that, this stuff is necessary. Mm-hmm. This stuff is necessary, and it's for people finally standing up and making a push. And it's uncomfortable because people are rooted in this way of thinking, mm-hmm. and this is how they feel things should be. That good old America is not what it is. Right. So to understand, though, with that, as these things develop and there's more platforms to be able to communicate, if someone's asking you, make sure that you answer the question. Mm-hmm. And I know it can get tiring at times to have to explain right. the Black experience or, you know, whatever experience it is. Right. It can get tiring, but there are people that don't know.
Right. That's right.
If somebody's actually here trying to learn, don't give it the you should already know. No, they shouldn't know. Right. Don't know. If somebody's asking, then try to fill that in. Yes, it can be tiring.
Right.
Yes, I fully understand this. As a person who's the only Black person in my entire company, all four branches in all four states, like I understand it. But at the same time, I'm going to have this conversation because you're going to be able to get it from me.
Yeah.
You're going to get somebody explaining this.
Right.
And therefore, do not let that, you know, do not be the person to just shut somebody down.
Right.
Because people sometimes want to know, genuinely want to know. Make sure that you give them some. So with that, we're about to get ready to pass it off to let them get in here and do some more promo.
More promo.
And we'll come back to it.
Come back to it.
Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was amazing. I didn't know Siskel and Ebert was on tonight. So, Gwen, can you give out the number and the contact?
I will. So, our number for donations tonight is 877-500-5266. Or online at kboo.fm.
And we want everyone to know that the money that we're trying to raise for this show is $300. That's our goal. The drive is 1 week long, and the whole goal is $30,000. Mm-hmm. And that will go to operating expenses, that will go to staff salaries here, that goes to the equipment, that goes to everything that makes the station run.
Equipment, upkeep, repair.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of the building. There's a lot going on here.
There is a lot going on, and there's many people who make this place possible. Mm-hmm. There's about 500 volunteers who volunteer at KBOO. There is a significant community of people that come together to share their diverse voices, their talents. David and Khan are great examples of that. For anyone who's listened to the show regularly, calls in regularly, I strongly encourage you to make a donation. Your donation will go to the station, and it'll allow David and Khan to become superstars across the community radio landscape and probably beyond.
Well, you know, listening to David and Khan, you know, when you look at what's going on in our country, let's just leave it at our country. There's so many challenges. There's so many things to do. And these guys are taking their time to come in and put their show on where people can start to break some of that down.
Their message is so important in this political climate, not only in the United States, but all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Hate is a huge part of the political landscape. And so to have two strong men talking about love and positivity is incredible and can really change the lives of so many people.
Yeah, personal responsibility and just, you know,
it's kind of priceless. Even though we're asking for $300, it's kind of priceless, and we encourage you to give whatever you can. We know times are difficult. We know that during December, the Christmas holidays are coming up and people are buying presents for their loved ones. But just consider donating in the name of maybe that uncle that you don't really
That's
like.
That's right. Or you know what? Kids.
Or
you can get your kids to do $5 a month, you know, for a year, and they can be members of KBOO. They can come down and check it out, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and they can also come and volunteer. KBOO has a great way of training volunteers to learn how to use all the production equipment, make their own podcasts, go out into the community.
And this is children, right? This is young folks.
And we also have a youth collective here.
A youth collective, yeah.
Which is just an amazing part of the station.
Yes. So, you know, those can be presents.
Yeah,
I mean, totally. Seriously, this is a community thing. They can come down, be a part of it, and really feel like a little bit of their Christmas they really put this way.
I think it's really important to underscore that without your financial help and donations, this radio station could not exist. And we are so grateful for your support. We've been around for 50 years, which is amazing. And we've showcased so many diverse voices, people who have long gone, people who are still around, new voices, newcomers to the city. KBOO is one of the only platforms that such a diverse group of people have. And our message goes all the way across Oregon.
And, you know, and the diversity in our messages is awesome, because a lot of the programs are put on by individuals or you know, a group of people, and they have an idea they want to put out into the community. They have a show they want to put on and talk about something or showcase something. And so we have a nice diversity of programming.
And I think that there's a lot of hunger for that diversity in our community. There's a lot of people who feel lonely, who feel disconnected, and listening to the radio can offer a moment of respite from that loneliness.
And so all of this we've just said is in an effort to get you to call.
Yes.
Become a member or renew your membership or make a one-time donation. And the phone number for that is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
And so the KBOO website is also a very important resource. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Have you been on that lately?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy how much stuff is on that website. There's shows that are archived. There's music that's archived. There's all kinds of information about KBOO itself, but also how to volunteer, how to become involved. It is an amazing platform, and when you find a show you like Calculated Conversations, you find a show like this, well, you can go back and you can listen to a whole bunch of their shows.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah, so it's like if you skipped one or you missed one or you want to hear some more, you just go online and do it. And all of that is made possible by continuing donations from, you know, people in our community, people that are members, you know.
And can people donate online as well on the website?
Oh, yeah. There's a nice little button right there. It says donate.
And what's the website again?
The website is kboo.fm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we are going to throw it back to the guys if they're ready. Yeah? All right.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Calculated team is back. We're here to continue the show. Man, so that, you know, about the movie.
Yeah.
How's that point going? You still want to touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, just to kind of in summary, I think kind of, you know, ending it up with, you know, that conversation that I left her with, just making sure that's, you know, an important part of this, to not just shut it out. That's again, that's another tool that's spreading information. And there's so much, I guess, for like even for myself, the conversations that I've had with women in my life about their experience definitely changed my way of seeing things, because I was in learning, I had questions that may have seemed like, duh. Nah, I got questions. I want to know more than just what you're telling me. I want to know, okay, what does this mean? What does that mean? Is this offensive? Is this whatever it may be, right? And so in that, I know that I've probably tested people's patience many a times, but this was for me to try to understand and just how valuable that is, because from that point forward, it's these things that get taken into account when I'm dealing.
Right.
And so that's just the importance that I kind of wanted to make sure she had that and put that in her pocket, especially just knowing that she was like shook up, like this really hit her in a way.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times people don't, I mean, it's experiences are so different though. You know what I mean? It's really hard to grasp the concept of something like that happening, and you never, something is basically barbaric to you. You know, it's like it just doesn't even make sense, you know, you almost don't even want to believe it. You know, and so it's like, but that's how drastic our experiences get at times. And I think that it definitely takes a lot of patience and a lot of concern. It takes a lot of compassion. I mean, to try to understand something that you haven't been through, that don't even seem right to you, and to acknowledge that it actually happened. I mean, it's, you know, that takes a lot just to hear it and say, man, I can empathize with that. I didn't go through it, but I can see how it makes you feel.
Right.
And I know that's real. You know, and then being the person on the other end telling the story and trying to say, this is what we go through. Like, right. You know, and trying to have the compassion on that end, and the patience to explain something to somebody who's basically ignorant to your whole upbringing, culture, surroundings. Right. And try to give it to them and not take it personal that they don't know it already.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Because in a lot of times, some of they people could have played a role in it, but that don't mean they know anything about it.
Exacto mundo.
You know, and so it gets so deep, you know, and again, like, it goes back to what we normally talk about. The best thing you can really do is really... really become as self-aware as possible, you know. And the only way you can do that is being by open to receiving new information, you know, and giving new information.
Learning how to communicate it, because that's a big piece, is finding the words.
Right.
I think that's a hard thing too, because if you're explaining this and only making it more cloudy, then nobody really got anything from that.
It's
having to break down. And I know a thing that I've applied in there is trying to figure out a way to explain something that I've experienced in a way that would relate to my knowledge of their experience.
Exactly.
So put it in terms that they would understand. Whoever this person is, they can understand this, because this is something they could run into.
Right.
Now take that emotion and think of that happening here, right?
Right.
So just want to throw that there.
Yeah, so you get a chance to kind of, now I don't want to say force, that's just a strong word, but you get a chance to kind of imply empathy to where they ain't even really got no choice, because they've already been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the formula can actually be, you know, this is why we learn about formulas and you know, and things like that, because it actually can fit a completely different scenario, you know, and still apply.
Because
formulas don't change. It's just, you know, the variables inside of them is what makes the income different and the outcome different, you know. And so, and that's something that we have to also, you know, take account on and be responsible for and accountable for, you know. You know, it's tough, man. Like, I just, you know, it's just tough, you know, especially that movie. I mean, I seen it too, you know, and I was like, and it was some powerful stuff in there, man. Like, I mean, you,
that's what I'm hearing.
It was some really powerful stuff in there. Some stuff that you would think that, why would a man have to tell his daughter this?
Right.
At this age? Why would they have to teach? And if you don't know that, then you don't understand that, because you don't have to worry about these things.
Right.
You know, and so, and I think that's what's, again, you know, back to calculated conversation, you know, that's one of them conversations that you need to calculate, you know, because it's one of the main things that's keeping people on different sides of the fence. And like we always say, in the end, you know, we can make it look like anything we want. You know, we can make it look like racism. We can make it look like sexism. You know, we can make it look like, you know, we homophobic. We can make it look like, you know, we anti other countries, but the bottom line is we don't have some information, you know, and maybe if like you said, if somebody even did try to tell us information, maybe their communication skills wasn't on point. So you got to have all these things have to work in
and also
together.
To leave a package for the people that are just crap people, who even with all the information won't do nothing with it.
Yes, there's
so
definitely some.
We
got to
leave that pocket.
Yeah, everybody's not going to get it. Communication is best received when it's pursued and not doing the pursuing.
Ooh.
So keep that in mind.
Gosh.
But real quick, man, I know I wrote on social media that, you know, even though I didn't get a chance to talk about it yet, you know, just talking about taking losses, you know, and the beauty in taking losses. And I like that subject, because... Let me slow down for a second. So we got 12 minutes left. You guys haven't called in. 6 minutes actually, because we have one more drive coming up.
Yes.
So we got to split that in half. So our number here is 503-231-8187. And again, our IG is at Calculated Conversation. The Facebook is Calculated Conversation Radio Show. The email is calculatedconversation@gmail.com. And the Twitter's at Calculated Talk. And you can even log on the World Wide Web and go to www.calculatedconversation.com. And so if you want to call in, we would really invite you to. Let's talk about it. Let's hear your experiences, hear your thoughts, you know, about the show, about us, you know, about the weather, mm-hmm. you know. And but I want to get back real quick to just taking losses, because I really do feel like I just pay attention to what's going on around me. You know, and you always see a lot of people suffering losses, but I feel like maybe sometimes around the holidays, I mean, maybe it hurts a little bit more. Maybe things get a little bit tougher. I'm not really sure, but, you know, I see a lot of energy out there. And I just really wanted to say that losses can really, truly, truly be a beautiful thing. And the thing is, you don't always know that it's beautiful, because losses don't always feel good. You know, you have a short-term effect of a loss, and you have a long-term effect. And if your long-term effect is better than your short-term effect, then that means it's beautiful. Because a lot of times I feel like we take losses hard. Sometimes we miss the lesson because of the pain. Sometimes we allow ourselves to not grow because it's easy to be bitter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just take a loss as negativity, mm-hmm. because it's easier to be negative than it is to find some positivity within yourself sometimes, you know. And it's just a matter of really understanding, you know, what these losses are, how did they happen, you know, and what role did you play? I was telling somebody this the other day, you know, every loss is beautiful when you can be accountable for it, because you take accountability for your growth up out of that loss, mm-hmm. and your understanding of that loss and your wisdom that you gain from that loss, mm-hmm. you know, and the feelings that you get from that loss, mm-hmm. you know, and really putting all this in the formula to being a wiser person, making a new decision, you know, like moving on to the next rung, mm-hmm. you know. And so we have to look at ourselves. I mean, the best thing that any one of us can do is always examine ourselves in the loss. Always look at you in the loss. Mm-hmm. What did you miss? Mm-hmm. You know, what did you ignore? What energy did you feel that you tried to dispel? What voice did you hear within yourself that said this ain't right and you ignored it? When did that happen? Because most losses don't happen without that voice, you know. Most personal losses, I'll say. I'm not gonna say the ones we can't control, but most personal losses that we experience, you know, they come from that. They come from us feeling something, seeing something, you know, not feeling right about something, but also ignoring something,
right.
You know. And you gotta understand what you're doing to yourself when you ignore this energy, mm-hmm. you know, when you ignore this vibe, mm-hmm. you know. Everybody tell you that you can lie as much as you want to, but your vibe can't. Mm-hmm. It really just can't mm-hmm. lie. So you pay attention to vibes, you understand them, and you study them. You know, you learn more about, you know, what you're doing and where you at, you right. know, and who you're dealing with, and more importantly, yourself, and then how you're gonna pay more attention. And as you pay more attention, this energy, this vibe, this universe leads you to another place, mm. as you pay attention, because mm. you got to think, when they come, they're telling you something, and they're telling you no, you know, or they're telling you yes. But if they say no and you tell yourself yes, then, you know, you might be headed for some trouble. And you back them up and say no, and then you headed for some level of awareness and some kind of a growth, mm-hmm. some kind of advancement. They know something you don't know, and you have to trust that. And so it's really a beautiful concept to always understand it's got to be bigger than us. Like, it has to be bigger than us. And if you don't think it's bigger than you, and then chances are, you know, you're probably going through some things, because we can't make everything happen for ourselves, you know, like we want to. But we do the things we need to do, but it comes from, it don't always come from our personal choices. It comes from this aura, this vibe, this universe, you know, this energy, you know what I mean? It lets you know where you at, where you're supposed to be, when you're in the wrong place, and, you know, and how to get to the right place.
Right.
You know, so.
I think a great little piece, that's I feel like you spelled that out fantastically. the idea of silence. And I kind of mentioned this on the last show, and I feel like it keeps coming up in conversations that I'm having. And sitting in silence, right? To where how often are we ever doing that? It's always, there's something, whether, you know, in the car, driving with the radio on, you know, in the house, you're cleaning. I know I go to sleep with stuff on. And taking the time to be in silence, because then you can deal with yourself and start to have to face those things that can be drowned out with the noise.
Right.
So that's something I'll expand on it on a later episode. But with that, I think we getting to that moment of
getting
back to driving.
We are going to miss you guys tremendously.
Tune in next week. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
Tag, share, love. Oh, and hit us up for the flyers.
Yes.
And we're going to the
pitch.
Stations, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
So what's that number that people can call, Gwen?
One second, I'm going to be quiet inside for a minute. No, just teasing. The phone number for donations, becoming a member, renewing your membership, helping out the radio station is 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm. Look for the donate button and go for it.
And so we are trying to raise $300 for this show. Thank you to everyone who's donated thus far. We cannot do it without you. This drive is 1 week long, and we're trying to raise $30,000. Better get it right.
Right.
$30,000.
It'll get there.
The last day of the drive is Saturday, so you have till Saturday. But the best thing to do is to donate right now.
Just do it right away.
Pick up the phone and call us. Add to the pot of all the people who've called in to donate to the show already. You will not regret it. It'll feel good.
Yeah, it's so easy. You can phone it in. You can go online real quick. You can just take a moment and do it. Everything's pretty streamlined. It's easy.
And we've talked about this a little bit already on the show, but I just want to reiterate that KBOO is a place where there's so many diverse voices, including ours. We are also people who are from diverse communities, Gwen and I. And KBOO is such a support for who we are as people. Something I've learned a lot from the Calculated Conversation show is just to be yourself and to use your voice to spread love and positivity in the world.
Well, and they want to bring you up. I mean, their whole conversation and the idea you can call in and talk to them about whatever's going on, it's like it's help bring you up.
Yes, yeah. It really lifts your spirit after you listen to the show. And that's so important, and especially in a time when people feel a lot of hopelessness and a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. We really need voices like David and Khan's, and we really need the voices on KBOO to help us.
Well, you know, it's like this is a community. I mean, the radio station itself is quite the community with all of our volunteers and everything, all the effort that goes into pulling it together. But also our greater community. And there's a lot of different perspectives. There's a lot of different ideas, a lot of different voices. And a lot of shows you can call in on, you can email in on, you can come down, you can talk to people. You know, this is a place where perspectives and voices are listened to. So,
and everyone is really welcome in the space too. And we've had a number of people come into the station and donate in person and really want to connect with the people who work here, the people who volunteer here.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. That's, you would not find that in every radio station, especially a mainstream radio station. Maybe in a community radio station you would find that connection and that love. And that's why it's so important that you help this station thrive and grow.
Well, 50 years into it. 50 years
yeah,
into
50
it.
Yeah, 50 years.
A lot of things have changed in our society, in our community here. But, you know, KBOO is representative of the FCC's original broadcasting ideas, is that the radio stations be community-based, that they speak voices for the community.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, you have about a minute left to donate for this show. Bring us up to the $300 mark.
Perfect.
Melting Pot is up next with DJ Takimba. And
what
he's
is
here.
It?
He's ready. Takimba. DJ Takimba.
Okay.
He'll get that right if I got it wrong.
All right.
And so just want to thank everyone again for supporting the station. We could not be here without you.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
Mm-hmm, for listening, for being part of it, especially to all of our members. If your membership is coming up, please feel free to call or go online. If with all of these awesome shows and conversations that are going on, if you would like to donate, that phone number is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Give us a call.
Thank you so much. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect timing. Being none, they'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by New Cascadia Traditional, located at 1700 Southeast 6th Avenue. New Cascadia Traditional is open daily and provides a wide variety of bread with gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by Blackbird Pizza, located at 1935 Southeast Hawthorne Street, and open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. Blackbird also has a second location in North Portland located at 6214 North Interstate, which is open till midnight every day. Dinner was provided by Russell Street Barbecue located at 325 Northeast Russell Street. Russell Street Barbecue is a local woman-owned barbecue restaurant that has been in Northeast Portland for going on 16 years. Last year, they opened a second location at 42nd and Southeast Belmont Street. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call